You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 101. Today is 11, so November 24th, 2023, the day after Thanksgiving. And my guest returned back-to-back episodes, George.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, buddy? How was your Thanksgiving?
Not bad, man. I had to kind of work, you know what I mean, the night before that, so the days just start to kind of run into each other, unfortunately. And since I work at night, I had to sleep most of Thanksgiving. But a lot of family had to work anyways. I know my mother-in-law had to work and other family was elsewhere. So we're just going to take care of something on the weekend, which is probably best.
So you're pretty much here straight from work.
Straight from work, yeah.
Straight over here.
Yeah.
Thanks for the donuts.
No problem.
Coffee was brewing. You already had some of the coffee?
Big coffee guy, yeah, definitely.
I want you to try some of that. I want you to pop open that magic mind right there.
Let's see what you got here, man.
Try that.
Do I just, like a little shot type of situation?
Drink the whole thing,
just
bro.
Take the whole thing.
All right.
Yeah, that's not bad, man.
All right.
That's pretty good.
You know what's funny is that we always say that our phones hear us. Our phones listen to the shit that we say.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know, one day I was talking about PlayStation 5. All of a sudden, Facebook has PlayStation 5 ads and your emails, especially your emails. You'll get a bunch of emails. So one, you know, now that we're doing this whole, band booster stuff, I have been lacking of sleep lately.
Yeah.
So my brother actually gave me one day, you met my brother Danny.
Right.
He actually, that's $25 to Danny. He he said every time I mention his name, it's $25.
Oh, okay.
So he gave me an ashwagandha vitamin.
Nice.
And he said, take this. You know, you'll be good for the day. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And at this point, I take what the doctors give me. So I took the ashwagandha. I slept like a fucking baby that day.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we're driving and he's like, what the fuck? Because a car cut me off or whatever. I'm like, he needs to go somewhere faster than I do. And he's like, and then my brother was like, that's the ashwagandha talking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to relax you or something like
so
that.
So right? Around that same time, I got an email from Magic Mind. And I thought it was spam, bro. No joke. I was like, we were just talking about ashwagandha. I thought it was spam. So I didn't bother to take note. But then I got another one. And it's like, now it sounds like there's, you know, really pushing this. I'm like, what the hell? So I went on the website and I checked it out and I was like, oh, okay. This is actually a product that it helps, right? So I was like, okay. So I reached out. So because they were reaching out to me, so I reached out back to them to make sure it wasn't a spam or anything like that.
Yeah.
No, they responded and they said, hey, this is pretty good. Whatever, you know, check it out. And so this is a Magic Mind and it's like, it helps you with focus. So it has lion's mane mushrooms in it. It has for energy, it has vitamin B2, B3, and B12. And for less stress, it's ashwagandha. And so I took it the Friday before the kids went to championship. Right? That Friday before. So
yeah.
they had the event at the school, right?
Yeah.
So I took it that day and then I took it for championship.
Okay.
On Saturday. And then after on Sunday I took it again. And, dude, remember we were talking about sleep last time and I was talking to Ricky about sleep. My REM has gone from 1 hour and 15 to 2 hours and 50 minutes. I am now sleeping longer.
Yeah.
Well, the REM part of, I remember my dreams.
Okay.
Remember I told you that Saturday, you told me, hey man, what's up? You want to drive the U-Haul truck? And I said, you know, what's funny. I just talked about this. I don't want to drive the. I had a dream, and I remember my dreams more.
Right.
And I told her I don't want to drive the U-Haul because in my dream I freaking went in a couple freaking hit and runs, man.
Yeah.
So I don't want to. The U-Haul truck is a really big U-Haul truck. So like I said, I got the opportunity to try it. It's helping me sleep better, and they even gave me a promo code. So for if you guys want to try this out, it's go to www.magicmind.com/AndyM and use the promo code AndyM20 for 20% discount.
Nice.
So it is good, man.
I'll tell you this, man. That's a lot easier than taking the cocktail of vitamins that I usually do on a regular basis.
And that's another thing that my brother was talking about is I already take the vitamins, all these vitamins in this one drink. Like I buy multiple, you know, vitamins.
Yeah.
And this one has it all in one.
Right. And it's just a straight shot. It tastes good. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's a lot better than all the cocktails of vitamins that I take. So
again, www.magicmind.com/AndyM. Type in Andy M 20 for 20% off.
All right. There you go.
So go check it out, guys.
Yeah.
It
tastes good. I'll be honest with you. It tastes really good.
Oh yeah. It gives it a hint of everything.
Yeah.
So go check it out, guys. But back to you, George. I remember the night shift, man.
Yeah.
I remember the night shift. I wish I knew about Magic Mind back when then. I did the night shift. Because like I said, I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Right.
And this one, actually, you can drink it with your coffee. You can drink it right after. You can mix them. I saw one of them, you can mix them. Nice. Throw it in the coffee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not about that ninth life anymore, man.
I don't know about mixing it in with my coffee because I'm a huge coffee drinker. I really don't put anything in my coffee.
Yeah.
But I'll shoot one of those suckers down and I'll just continue enjoying my coffee.
Yeah,
that's not a big deal, man. Yeah.
20% off, man, when you go on the website.
You guys better go ahead and get some of that.
So what was Thanksgiving, man? So you just
pretty much...
Yeah, man. We went to my mother-in-law's because she had to work. So my father-in-law was by himself at the house. Leslie and the girls, me, we all went over. You know, they made a couple sides. We bought some stuff and just kind of kept them company for a little bit. But the actual shindig is going to be on the Saturday because, you know, everybody's going to be, you know, off. And, you know, the vibe's going to be a little bit better.
So tomorrow.
Definitely. Yeah, so tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah, no, it was just us four here. The family has a tradition where it's you guys do your thing on Thanksgiving and we'll go and hang out on Friday, which is today.
Yeah.
And so it's just us. And then the wife and kids know that I like to watch my Cowboy game. So they... In fact, I was in the garage cleaning and stuff, and they're like, Dad, the game starts in like 5 minutes. So they're the ones coming and telling me,
yeah,
remember the game starts in 5 minutes. So, and so halfway, I think third quarter, the wife had dinner ready and just chow down. The one year that we didn't have turkey, bro.
You could have had the turkey.
I could have had
turkey. You could have had the turkey.
So George gives me a turkey, right, for the heat they gave to him that he's not going to use. So the wife didn't want to cook turkey. She wasn't feeling it, but she's like, okay, it's free. Why not? Right? So she did ask me first. She did ask me first, hey, can I give the turkey to my sisters? I'm like, well, if you really not want to cook it, then she's had allergies since like Saturday. So that's why she's not feeling it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's one less thing you have to make. But yeah. I did give her a hard time on Instagram.
No, I mean, it's not really like, to me, honestly, it's not a huge deal if you guys gave it away because we weren't going to do anything with the turkey. And then, it was, you know, they gave it to us at work. And I said, you know what? Yeah, man, I'll take it. And I'll find out, you know, if anybody wants it. And
like I told the wife, George only wants, as long as we both agree that as long as it does not go to waste.
Yeah.
And I know my sister-in-law sent a picture of it cooked. I was like, oh, that was fucking good, man.
You tell her to shave you the leg?
Yeah, shave the leg. I tell the wife, you know what? Fuck it. You're going to go to freaking Disneyland and get me a turkey leg.
There you go.
No, that's what's going to happen. But no, we really don't do anything. It's just us. It's, like I said here, it's not like I get along with my mom, so we don't travel. It's just us four. And we just hang out. And the wife, this year I noticed the boys were up and about helping her a lot more often, with more of the stuff. And then Julian was over there grating like four different kinds of cheese, and and I'm sitting down watching the football game,
yeah, or
whatever. Because now they sent me to the store. They're like, hey, Dad, we don't have a powdered sugar. I'm like, okay, what else? I'm already out here. What else? Toothpicks. All right. So I took off. I get home, I open the door, and there's a bag of powdered sugar right there. What the hell is this? And they're like, yeah, we found it.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with me. Leslie gives me a list of stuff, and she goes, can you get these after work? I'm like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So I literally didn't get home till like maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, which, I mean, it sounds like, it's fine for people that don't work and then at night. But for me, I'm like beat, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to, my first thought was like, you know what? I'll go to Walmart.
Yeah.
When I get there, it's a ghost town. It's closed. And I'm like, what? And I was like, all right, man. So I had to go store to store, getting all kinds of stuff. And Leslie, she didn't cook sides this year. She usually does, but she let the girls take care of it this time around. And she's like, you know what? You guys got it from here on out because it tastes really good. So I think she just pawned it off on them.
Yeah, no. Why not? They're at the age. Your girls are not little babies anymore. No, they're at the age where they have to own up Thanksgiving. They have to own Thanksgiving now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like I said, Nick was the one. I heard him. The bird's in the oven now, or the ham's in the oven. And he was prepping it, and he did that. And then I think the wife did most of the stuff that involved using a knife.
Okay.
She was chopping. You guys
don't trust him with knife stuff?
I don't think so. not yet. No, not yet. And they were doing that part. And then, like I said, all I did was go to the store real quick. Luckily, the grocery outlet down the street was open. So.
Okay.
And then the liquor store next door was open, and they know me. So I popped in there, and homeboy's like, hey, this is the first time we don't give you something, so good thing you stopped by. They gave me a bottle of Stella Rosa. They're like, we know your wife drinks Stella Rosa, so here you go, bro. They do that every year.
Oh, nice.
I had an account that gave me like a bag of those Rocas, or those little chocolate balls or whatever.
Buzz balls?
No. It's a bag, like a fancy little bag with chocolate inside, like different color ones. And like they're filled with dark chocolate. Yeah, and they're filled with stuff. So it happens every year, man. Like the accounts there, they'll hook you up with something. There's a lady down the street that another liquor store that she always gave me those tin of cookies.
Yeah.
With like thousands of cookies inside.
Yeah, well, those are good, man.
Those are good. I'm not gonna get those this year because she's not my account. But Thanksgiving is always just chill at home, man. We don't really do anything fancy. Like I said, I did ask my brother, but he works in retail, so the Black Friday bullshit. So he's probably working right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then I did the Black Friday shit. I worked.
Oh, you worked it?
Yeah. Okay. So I worked at the Walmart when the first Black Friday ever. And I was like, oh, shit.
When people were getting stomped out and shit.
You know what? I don't think it was as bad as it was here. I think that's when the year that it started, they started kind of regulating it.
Okay.
With the hours of what time a certain item is going to be available.
What's the fun in that? The whole point is rushing in there and snatching it from people.
Yeah, but the day before, you were thankful for what you have.
Yeah. Then you're just elbowing people. The next day, you're elbowing people. It kind of reminds me of that one movie. I think it's called Jingle All the Way.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Right? With Arnold?
Yeah.
And he just... Sinbad. Trying to fight for this one
Turbo Man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh Jesus,
Turbo.
That's what it kind of reminds me of. But yeah, I've never been on a Black Friday. I've never been shopping.
I did when we were there. I told my brother, I'm like, fuck it, we're already inside the store. It'll be a shame not to walk out with anything.
Yeah,
I bought a fucking printer.
I don't even need it. I'm just gonna get something.
I'm just gonna get it. My buddy Roger was like, hey man, he sent me a screenshot. Hey, that Curaçao's gonna have a TVs on sale. I'm like, nah, it's all right. I don't need a TV. The next day, my freaking 55-inch TV that's sitting back there broke. And he was like, I'm like, hey, dude, what's up with that ad? Well, it's from like 6 to 9. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to go nowhere. That's gonna be like a shop it whenever you want it.
Yeah.
And so I took the TV from our bedroom. It's also a 55 into the living room. As you can see, I'm missing one TV in the garage now.
Yeah.
I put the other – it's funny because that old 32-inch TV, I bought it back in 2011.
Yeah.
And it still works fine. Yeah, and this one back here freaking broke in 5 years. And it's funny because the kids were in there – I think they were in there prepping for the next day. And they called me, Dad, the TV made the sound when you put electricity in water.
Oh, wow.
And then it just turned off. We can't get it turned back on. I was like, what? Are you serious? So now I have two broken TVs in the garage back there.
He's hoarding them now.
I told the wife that I wanted to fix one of them because it's only like black on one end.
Okay.
The LED, but then I took it to the shop down the street, and they're like, "Wow, they're not repairable.
Like obsolete now.
They're not repairable." I'm like, "What?" So yeah. I told the wife, "Fuck it, I'll just throw them away. Just save enough money to if the one in the living room does go out, we're fine with the 32-inch TV in the bedroom.
Right.
We hardly watch TV." But funny that I put the TV in there. Now I'm in there every fucking night watching Ala Lucy. The remote in my hand.
Yeah.
I fall asleep with the remote in my hand.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm watching that. You're like half asleep. You're half asleep. Not watching a goddamn thing.
And I don't know, man. I think these newer TVs, man, it's like, because you rely on the internet to use them.
Right.
I don't have cable. And when the internet's lagging and stuff, like, it doesn't motivate me to want to watch it.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, I'm watching out of Lucy.
we're just trying to get my father-in-law to stop with the whole cable thing. Like, just, hey, man, all you need is internet. That's it.
You don't need cable.
But him and my mother-in-law, they're old school. Like, old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they insist on having a landline. I was like, you don't need a landline anymore, man. He's like, no, but in case of emergencies, you know, 911 can call you. I was like, they can track your cell phone. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, technology now is that advanced. So I think we're slowly starting to get, like, to him. Then he's like, oh, okay. Because they're paying, like, about $200-something a month, man. I was like, that's ridiculous. You don't need to do that, man. You do not need to do that.
I still remember the first day that I called the cable company and said, cut the cable. They're like, well, Mr. Martinez, because the kids were watching something so stupid on TV. Something about pranking people.
Half of the channels you don't even watch.
Exactly. So it's like now, it's like I'm paying for Netflix. I'm paying for Peacock only because of the WWE. And then I think I'm paying for Disney Plus.
Okay.
But even that one's coming to an end because my brother's like, I have Disney Plus, bro. They have it because of freaking Verizon.
Oh,
okay. I'm like, so I'm like, okay, we'll wait until December. Just cut it. And then you just link us in.
We have that bundle, that Disney and Hulu bundle.
That's what I was going to do. Yeah. I was going to do that. But then he is the one that said, I have the Disney Plus and I don't use it because I have Verizon. I'm like, okay. Do you still want Hulu? No, not really. Okay. Because there's also, you know, there's little links here and there that you can watch.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, I was watching. Yeah, yesterday morning, I woke up like at 3 a.m. And so last year, my brother introduced me to Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Okay.
That movie gave me PTSD the first time I'm watching it.
Planes, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Or is it Trains, Planes, and Automobiles? Or Plane, whatever. It's with John Candy.
Okay.
John Candy and I can't remember that guy's name. He's always had white hair, and not Chevy Chase though, and because there's only those two actors. And the first time watching that movie is giving me PTSD, bro, because it's just from one thing to another, he's getting something, like something bad happens, and then something bad happens, and then something bad happens. Like, holy shit, I can't watch. I'm like fucking scratching myself.
Can't take a break,
bro. Poor guy can't take a break. All he wants to do is go home for Thanksgiving. And so yesterday I was like, you know what, man? I'm going to give it one more chance.
Yeah.
And I watched it. And I knew what to expect this time because I've seen it before. So I ended up watching it. And then John Candy's character starts speaking in Jamaican.
Oh, snap.
So then I start watching Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings is a good movie, man. It's a good movie.
The kids walked in and they're like, what are you watching then? Cool Runnings. But we've never seen this. Like, I'm a bad dad. Are you serious? Yeah. And the wife comes out. Yes, you did. They've seen it before, but they're very little.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then so they're watching. They're watching the towards the end already. It's a great movie.
It. You know what? What I miss, and I tell my daughters this is like, you know what? We used to have commercials, and like on Saturday mornings or whatever, we used to watch cartoons. The commercials were where you got all your ideas for what toys you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your G.I. Joe this or your Barbie that or the Lego set this and the other. And that's where you're like, Mom, I want this. Dad, I want the other. Kids don't have that now. They don't even go through commercials.
Dude, TV shows don't even have a freaking jingle anymore.
No.
You know, I can still just freaking right sing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
Freaking, what is it, that one? Come and knock on my door. And that's even like, you know?
I just remember like Step by Step and stuff. And I was like, what is...
Even the I Love Lucy, even though it does not have lyrics, it's still like lodged in your head.
Definitely.
These kids don't have that anymore. It's like, what do you call it? Like, even the WWE, man, some of those songs that you would freaking jam to them.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, I mean, that's a cool beat, but you can, Shawn Michaels, I know I'm sexy.
I think
I'm cool. I know I'm sexy. And then my wife was watching it the other day, and she's like, what kind of fucking song is that? You know what? He is kind of sexy.
Not no more. He's not.
That viejito, yeah, dude. All our guys are old already, bro.
Man, yeah, those are. It sucks because nowadays kids, everything's too fast.
Yeah,
it's crazy because Chloe, my youngest daughter, she's like, "Can I do it for a project for school?" I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And she goes, "I need to film it." I was like, "Yeah, that's cool. You can film it." And so she asked me two questions. She asked, "What advice would you give a kid my age?" She's 16. And thinking back on it, I should have gave her a more in-depth answer, but I knew it was for school, so she kind of has to piece everything together. So I just told her, you guys need to stop being so soft, you know, as young people, you need to stop being so soft. But I should have kind of went a little bit more in-depth, right, with what I kind of meant with that, because not only is it we're bringing up a soft society, you know, but I think it's kind of our fault also as like parents, because we don't want them to grow up the way we grew up and just how our parents didn't want us to grow up like them and vice, you know, back and forth. So I should have told her that, you know, but, and then she said, what is the purpose of life or something like that? Or what is it? Yeah. Something. And I told her happiness. Money doesn't really matter, right? You could have all the money in the world and you could be miserable. You could have no money and be the happiest person ever, you know? It just depends on how you go about your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like I should have gave her a more in-depth answer. She just looked at me like, oh, okay. All right. And I was like, I should have took advantage of this.
It's funny that you bring that up. You know, it's like the boys, for example, yesterday, I heard my wife spank JoJo.
Yeah.
I heard it from the kitchen to the room. And then she tells me, Andy, he needs to get spanked.
Yeah.
And then I just laid there watching that at Lucy. I'm like, she's already fucking spanked him. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting here. Whatever. But then like a few minutes later, I got up to go back her up. Okay, what happened? You spanked him? She's like, yeah, I can hear all the way to the room. And she tells me because of how he's acting or whatever, he's saying no. He's got the habit of telling us no for everything. It's like, whoa, fucker.
Yeah, you need to slow your roll.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for a long time, the wife never really condoned it, spanking. She doesn't like it. When she heard me fucking spanking the boys, she would cry.
Yeah.
Like, you told me to spank him. Why are you crying? Yeah. And, but now, you know, and she's checked, and like I said, she needs to get spanked, and I did, bro. I grew up getting my ass whooped.
Oh yeah,
I woke up getting my. Oh, yeah. You know how many times my mom broke a broom on my back,
bro,
and then I had to walk to the store to go get another one because now we need to sweep the house.
Yeah, you know,
or fucking duct taping the one that we had. The one she just broke on my back, and you know, and it's not bagging on my mom. I know I've done that a lot, but it's not bagging on her because I feel like that actually I now develop from this thing called respect.
Yeah.
Respect to others. You know, if I go to my liquor stores or my grocery stores and the store manager or the owner are talking, I don't interrupt, dude. And I'm 41 years old and I'm standing there.
Yeah. Like whenever you're ready, whenever, I'll just chime in.
What's up, man? He's like, what's going on, dude? I'm like, oh, I don't like to interrupt, man. Yeah, you were exactly. talking. You were talking and if I freaking cut you off, man, I'm gonna get whooped. He started laughing. But you know, the boys, I hear that everywhere. It's like I can't tell them no because I hear it everywhere. Oh, yeah. Your boys are very respectful. They're very respectful. You know, we're gonna go to Knott's in a couple of weeks and they invited two of their friends. And both parents said yes, because the boys are very respectful.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing we tell them all the time. You are a reflection of us. So if you guys are over there goofing off and being disrespectful to people, then how are the parents?
Right.
You know, I was watching a video earlier of this grandpa being talked shit to from the person that filmed him because I guess he smacked his granddaughter. Mm. And then the lady was, I'm going to report you. And he comes up to the camera and he said, do it. Yeah. Do it. She was bad-mouthing me. She was bad-mouthing my wife. So she got checked.
Oh, of course.
And the people in the comments are like defending him. They're like, grandpa of the year, you know, that's parenting. You don't see that. No, you don't see sure it anymore. Example, I had a relative come over one day and, you know, his kid who was only like 3 or 4 years old was like, nah, no, no. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not my place to say anything, but I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Most definitely.
You got to whip that shit.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of give you a nice one right in the right in the ribs real quick. Check you. You know, and it's not condoning, you know, spanking your kids on a regular basis or like beating them, beating them to death, because that's not cool either. Because when I was little, my mom beat the brakes off of me, man. She used to bust coat hangers on my legs and be like, you're wearing pants to school because I don't want, you know what I mean? And that's the kind of mom that I had. But the older I got, she's like, well, this whooping isn't working anymore. So then she started talking to me.
Yeah.
And then she started telling me this, that, and the other, and kind of letting me know where I went wrong and the things that I was doing, this, that. And she's the one that told me, she's like, try not to beat your girls. She's like, try not to like hit them. She's like, talk to them. They'll understand you. Right. And I took that to heart. And yeah, our daughters, thank goodness that they talk to us about almost everything.
Right.
So I really, thank my mom for giving me that advice. And so I've spanked my youngest, as a matter of fact. She has a mouth, man. She, bro, like, I got to be like, hey, we're cool, but you got to remember that I'm still your dad.
Yeah.
We're still your parents. Don't forget that I will pop you in the mouth at a moment's notice. Just relax a little bit, you know? But talking to them helps out a lot more than beating them. And letting them know what they're doing wrong and why you're acting the way you're acting with them, you know, why you're mad at them, as opposed to just, I'm going to whoop you and then not tell you why.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of parents don't get that. A lot of parents are like, just go sit in the corner. And then it's like, dude, that's not helping them anything.
The thing is, man, there's a difference, man. There's a spanking and there's a beating. I got whooped. Mm-hmm. I got hit with anything and everything. I got an iron thrown at my face. I got whooped where, I should have technically been in foster home.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I get that some parents nowadays, they're like, well, because they live through it, they don't want to do it to their kids. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, now you're creating little monsters.
Yeah.
Because, for example, my boys, they would walk into the store and people will announce it on the walkie-talkies. Hey, Andres, your monsters are in the building. You know? Dude, one day, Leti, my wife, had to forcefully hold Julian because he was trying to bite everybody. When we first took custody,
wow,
she had to pin him. She had to grab him somehow and pin him.
Yeah.
Where, to get them to stop biting. Well, they were little. They were tiny little kids. So they might have mentioned that to biological mama. My biological mama called CPS on us.
Oh, man.
CPS came to the door. And they're questioning my wife. And she was like, what did you do to the child? And she's like, I just put him in one of these holds.
Yeah.
Where the CPS worker's like, where did you learn that? My wife's like, in parenting classes? Like, what do you call it? Whatever the classes are for being a teacher.
Okay.
Whatever term that was. And the CPS worker's like, oh, child development.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Cool. Never mind. Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Then CPS got called again after something else that my wife did. Oh, my wife was a target for a long time, bro.
Jesus.
For a long time, she was a target.
Yeah, it's because, she's not their biological mom. So you want to throw dirt at her as much as possible. It's like, dude, relax. You don't want to be there for them. What do you,
CPS comes over to the door. And I'm not home that day. I'm at work. And CPS gets called over here. And they're talking to my wife. And they're like, what did you do? I'm like, well, I did this. She never denied it. I did this. Well, where did you learn that? Child development.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So I actually spoke to the CPS worker. And I said, look, this is getting out of control. We know who the person's calling.
Yeah.
We know who it is. We know what they're trying to do. It's getting out of control.
Right.
And so they're like, you know what? We know we're not supposed to tell you who called, but you know who called.
Yeah.
Don't worry. So the CPS worker went up to mama and told her, if this shit happens again, we're taking the kids away from both parents.
Oh.
Which was a threat.
Yeah.
They meant not to, but it was a threat. If this happens again, we're calling the CPS. We're taking away the kids from both of you. And it stopped.
Yeah.
And it stopped. But it's like, she didn't hit the child. She put him in a hold because he was trying to bite everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant by the kids were being called monsters. And now that, the wife is in their lives, they actually, they were
thankful last night. Their little thankful speech was towards my wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not sitting here, fuckers. I'm not just sitting here, am I? Thank you, Dad, because you go help at the booster and the band and everything. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
You guys' speech to her was more heartwarming than mine, fuckers. You guys are just saying, thank you for being here, Dad. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what, though? It's crazy because I kind of grown to kind of accept it, I guess you can say, because it's like, dad, can I get this? Dad, can I? But then a lot of the times as a dad, I feel like ignored, you know what I mean? By our kids. Cause it's like, dude, like I'm right here, bro. Like, what are you? And then even Leslie, my wife, she goes, you know, your dad's right there. Right? You could ask him.
Wife said the same thing.
He's right here. And I'm like, says, oh, no. Go ahead. You can take care of it. Obviously, I'm not anything. So
the wife says the same thing. She's like, your dad is standing right there.
Yeah.
Like, your dad is literally sitting right there.
And they won't ask us. Or I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. I don't know if it's every dad's case, but in my case, sometimes it's like, dude. Like, did I do something? am I doing something wrong here? Like, what are you guys not acknowledging me for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't let them like know that. I'm just like, whatever. Yeah. You know, they're kids or they're teenagers or whatever the hell it is. So I was like, all right, whatever. I know that they need me. You know, when the time really comes that they need me, they let me know.
Right.
When they need advice or whatever the case is or something. Like, Chloe, she does the whole color guard thing. I think she kind of fractured her thumb or something. And she's like, Dad, can you tape up my thumb? Because I used to do like massage therapy and stuff. And I know how to kind of tape up stuff and whatever. And I used to do like MMA. And I know how to tape up my fingers. And so I was like, dude, yeah, I got you, kid. So
MMA?
Yeah, I used to do that for a little
while.
What? Yeah, bro.
Talk about that.
Nah, it's not even like a big thing, dude. Like when the girls were little, so here's essentially how it happened. I went looking for something to do, something I figured that's gonna give me validation, you know. And I was young when we had the girls. You're talking about 05, and
that's when I first found out what MMA was. Was it 05?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I knew what MMA was as a teenager. I was like, and I was so like enamored by it. I was like, dude, I saw like UFC number one. And when it was like no gloves and kicks to the groin and pulling hair crap. And so I was like, dude, I want to do this. But my main thing was Muay Thai. I love kicking people.
Right.
And that was my thing because my dad was a boxer. And I used to box a little when I was a kid. And I was like, you know what? I'm up the ante here, and I'm gonna start kicking people now. And I did a few smokers here and there, but like when she was little, I was like, you know what? I need to do something for my kids. Like I need something, you know, to validate me. And I said, okay, I either want to do some kind of massage therapy because I want to like, you know, help people, or maybe culinary arts. So I don't know. Like it's two completely different fucking things.
Yeah.
And so. For a while, I was like, you know what? I don't know. Let's see. We were walking in the mall, and I told Leslie, that's it. That's my sign. I'm going to do massage therapy. And I passed everything that's in that, and I was like, oh, this is dope. But it's the worst decision of my life because I was like, yeah, I learned a lot, but people don't understand that as a guy, especially a guy that looks like me, you know, as a guy, it's hard to get clients outside of actually an actual massage location. It's hard for a guy like me or just any guy in as a matter of fact, that to get another guy, right? Hey man, I'll massage you. It's like, that's kind of weird, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with another guy massaging me.
Yeah.
And then when you tell women, it's like, oh, I can give you a massage. Like I'm a therapist. They're like, yeah, I don't know, bro. You're kind of a creeper. I don't know. Maybe not. So I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? Like, yeah. I went through this whole schooling thing, and it's like just stupid. Then I started getting into MMA, like kind of hardcore, and I was like, dude, I feel like I'm okay at this, you know. And then I used to have teachers and stuff like, hey, man, like you got potential, and you got potential. And I was like, all right. And because of all the training and this and that, dude, it started feeling like I left my wife at home with the girls. I was never really there. It was just always a constant like bickering. And I was like, dude, I either don't have money for gym fees, or I don't have this or the other. I have to work. And then Leslie's getting mad because I'm never there. So I just kind of tend to stop, you know, and then I pick it up again and I tend to stop. And everybody, every time I go, people are like, dude, I'll just train you for free. I'll train you for free. And I was like, all right, cool. And I just felt like if I would have started off with that, as opposed to going, oh, this, that, and just kind of winging shit, like I could have been like, I'm not saying like UFC good, but I could have been, you know, like one of those low level pro guys. You know what I mean? It would have been good. But now it was like, I think that I did a lot of things while the girls were little that Leslie just like, dude, you were never there for us. You were never there for us. You're always like training, or you're always trying to like do something else. And it's like, you never want to be here for us. And I was like, yeah, I guess. But I love this thing so much, and I kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And the older I've gotten, like I've done competitions and I've done like smokers. And I don't know if you know what smokers are. Essentially like in like in-house competitions or whatever.
Okay.
Right. But you beat shit out of each other. You know, it's like an actual thing. It's kind of like an amateur, but not really, you know? And so she would support me in that. The girls were like, go, Dad, go, Dad. So, I mean, I loved it. They knew I loved it, but it was always like, dude, I don't have the money, or I don't have the time. I have the family, but then I have, if I do this, I'm putting them to the side. And it's like, dude, it's kind of like, forget it, dude. I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? It's like, eh, fuck this. But it's something that I still like to do. Even till like last year in August was the last time I did anything, you know? And I was doing...
Wait, last year? Just a year ago, you still did something with MMA?
The coach actually trusted me. He goes, you got enough knowledge to where if I leave, can you just teach the class a little bit? I was like, yeah, man. I've never taught a class, but fuck it. So I taught a couple times and I was like, dude, I could really get into this shit, you know? The problem with that was that I worked that night and I had other issues, and I had, you know, it was always a constant battle as to where I'm going to get a paycheck. I used to work at Walmart overnight. When I used to truck drive, it was for 5 years, where I used to truck drive for 5 years, and it was literally, I was slowly dying. I got super fat. My health was shit. I was never home. I know you read something and I was like, dude, I could relate to that, because it felt like Leslie was slowly pulling away, mm-hmm. because I'm never there.
Yeah.
And I was never there for her. I was like, dude, how long is it going to take before some other dude just comes and snags her from me, you know? And, you know, I worry about that, because it's like, well, you're not going to marry some ugly chick. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, my daughter, my wife is beautiful, bro. Like, mm-hmm. so I'm like, I can't have this. She had her stroke, and it was like, that was it, bro. Like, I was like, this is some bullshit. Like, it seemed like nothing was ever falling in line for me.
Right.
And it sucked, because as a dad, as the man of the family, it's like, dude, where am I going wrong with all this shit? Where am I going wrong? I stopped truck driving, and I got a job at Walmart overnight. I still did, you know, the whole MMA thing, this and that. And Leslie, you know, just stayed at home. So I was constantly just, you know, this, that. She goes, we need, like, food stamps. I was like, fuck that. I'm not getting food stamps. This is some bullshit.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, but we need them. I was like, no. We'll figure something out. And she's like, why? Like, we... But as a kid, my dad worked so much, we never had food stamps. And I was like, nah, man, this is fucking embarrassing. Like, I'm not trying to do this shit.
I did this. When I was unemployed, man, and at my unemployment right now, it was like food stamps. But because I was on food stamps all my life, I didn't want that. So
yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And when we first got the card, because they give you a card now, I guess, I was like, this is fucking embarrassing, dude. Yeah. And I'm like kind of looking around, like kind of over, almost looking over my shoulder, like make sure nobody that I know sees me using this fucking thing, you know? And so then I was like, dude, my goal is to get off this fucking thing. Like, I understand that it's helping us right now, but I don't want us to be on fucking food stamps. This is bullshit. And she's like, why? Why are you so? And I was like, you just don't get it. Like, as a man, like, you don't understand how I feel. And being the only, you know, the only person bringing in the money, you know, Leslie can't really work, right? The girls have a whole bunch of stuff to take care of. I'm the only one working. It's like everything falls on my shoulders. I try not to let it show. And for a while, I was like, you know what, man? I was like, I need to decompress. So on my days off, I would let everybody go to sleep, man, because I worked that night. I was like, man, fuck this. And I would just get drunk. I would just drink. And I never told Leslie that. Like, I would just drink, bro.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was, I took off in the middle of the night. I just walked. And I just walked. And she was like, what are you doing? Like, where'd you go? I was like, I just needed to go for a walk. I fucking broke down, dude. And she goes, what is wrong with you? And I was, she's like, you've been acting moody. And I was like, you know, like kind of shadow boxing and, you know, doing push-ups and trying to get all this anger out. All this like frustration, because I was like, nothing is fucking going right.
And I can't hit you.
I can't fucking do nothing here, you know? Like, what the fuck?
I better watch with the DB jokes because Matt Riddle already.
So I was like, you know what? Like, and she's like, you need to relax. Talk to me. I've never been good at talking to her. Just until recently, maybe I'd say 3-4 years now, I started slowly talking to her and telling her stuff. And even then, I'm like, dude, I can't tell you everything because you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand where I'm coming from. And she's like, but talk to me the way. I was like, yeah, but if I talk to you, you'll criticize me, right? And that's the last thing I need.
Yeah.
I don't need to get criticized. I need just, you know, I just need to decompress. So at this point, it's like, yeah, whatever.
You see that dent in the garage door right there?
Yeah.
That was me decompressing.
Yeah,
because definitely. Because it is. It's like, they don't, I don't, as a man, you know, you have to provide. You have to be the one, you know, it's like, for example, if she says, okay, because my buddy is always telling me this. Your wife and you are both working.
Yeah.
It's not just your money. It's her. It's not just her money. It's your money. But I would say it's her money. The money. Yeah. And the money in her, the money in the savings, it's her money.
Yeah.
They're like, but you guys are a team. No, but it's my job.
I get you.
To pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't work for 7 years, but she helped me raise these little monsters into the well-respected young men that they are now.
Yeah.
You know, so I keep the lights on. It's my job to pay the bills. That's me. And when she tells me, when I was short one day, she's like, babe, you know, you need me to make the car payment? No, I don't need you to make the car payment. That's my car.
The thing is, you feel like, me personally, I feel like less of a man.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I can't do it. Like, dude, where am I going to get money for this kid to go here? Or where am I going to? Sometimes they got to understand that I can't, you know, hey, if we really can't, we can't. But there's certain times where I'm like, dude, I feel bad because how am I going to help them out with this? How am I going to get food for them? How are we going to pay the rent, the car note, whatever the case is? And I was always so stressed. Even, you know, honestly, even now, because I'm the only one that works, I'm like stressed, right? But I try not to let it show. It doesn't do any good. Last year in December, right? I was, like I said, I was always like, oh, you know how it is. Whenever you're like, you're feeling helpless, you're like, ah, señora, ayúdame. Okay, please, God, help me out and help me out and this. And it's always when you need some shit, they're like, God, help me.
Yeah.
But you're never grateful. You never give gratitude and say, thank you, God, for this, that, and the other. So then I said, man, fuck this, bro. I was like, you know what? Everything's been fucking going wrong. Everything, I can't, you know, find a good job. I can't, you know, get my shit together. Like, what the fuck? Like, fuck this. Like, I'm done, bro. I'm not going to ask you for shit no more. Like, I'm not going to say, God, please help. No, no, no. That's just done. Like, I know that you look over me. I know that you're going to help me, you know, in my path to wherever it is that it might lead me. I know that you're right there. You got my back.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to ask you for shit no more, bro. Like, that's it. I'm not going to ask you for help. I'm not going to say, God, help me out with this. God, I hope everything turns out good. And I'm not asking you for a goddamn thing. I'm just going to go with the flow. If you got me, then you got me.
Yeah.
You know? And my wife kind of, because I write it in a journal, you know? And
hey, this is my journal.
Bro.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I wrote it in a journal. And I don't care. I don't write anything crazy in there. Leslie read it one time. She goes, you wrote in here that you want to make more money and you want to have a better job, this, that, and the other. She's like, but then you're not going to ask for it. I was like, no, because I was tired of it. You know, like, I'm done. Yeah. And she's like, you wrote it down and look, now you have a better job. Now you're making more money. I was like, yeah, but I'm still not going to ask you for help, bro. Like, I'm still not going to ask you, you know, hey, man, help me through this. Because fuck that. Like, I've already asked you for so much. It just seems like everything's going wrong and I'm not helping myself. Like, I'm not, you know, doing anything about it kind of thing, right. You know? So it's like, why am I asking you for help if I'm not helping myself? So I was like, fuck this, you know? So then fast forward almost a year now, I'm like, dude, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Like, now it's more to the point where I don't ask you for anything, but I'm grateful that I didn't ask you because I know you got my back. I'm grateful at the fact that, you know, you guided me the right way to be able to provide for my family, for me to not go fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah. Well, they say that freaking around the holidays is when guys commit the most suicides. Yeah. Like, because that's during the holiday when you feel less of a man if you can't provide for your family. Exactly. If you feel that you can't buy them a freaking $10 birthday Christmas gift.
Right.
And they say that that around this time. And like, so it's funny you said that too, because about, you know, God. And I don't come on here and preach religion, but I have said that I do go to church. And you know, I caught myself the other day saying, where the fuck's this God you guys are all praying to?
Yeah.
Where's this fucking God you guys are all praying to? We went to church that Sunday. And, you know, there's a time of during Mass that you get on your knees and you pray.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I was going off on him. I am surprised that the only reason why there's that church is still standing, didn't get struck by lightning, was because there's a bunch of innocent bystanders there. But if God could, he would freaking hit me with the lightning strike right there and then. He's cabrón.
He's like, bam. Motherfucker.
Really?
I helped you out this much?
I was cursing him out, bro. And then this last Sunday, a week later, and I went again to church, and this time it was different. Okay, I get it. You know, whatever it is that you have planned, you're going to fix it. You're going to fix this. I know you're going to fix this.
Yeah.
And I got up, and the moment my boys looked at me, because they were already up and done, I just started fucking crying, bro.
Yeah.
I just started crying, and I'm like, he's going to fix this. So like, my kids hugged me and everything. So it's sometimes you don't want him to help you. You want him to keep his distance, yeah. But then you accept, okay, you have something planned. You'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll figure it. You'll tell me. Like I said, like, there's it's funny, cuz I saw the other day, I saw this funny, I always say it's funny, but I saw a picture, and it said there's a set of two footprints. It's a guy and then nobody else, but there's two footprints. And then at one point, there's only a set of one footprints, right? Yeah. And then the guy's asking God or Jesus, like, why weren't you there when I needed you the most? And he says, because I was carrying you.
Yeah.
Those are my footprints.
Yeah.
And I believe that, because there was that one time where I almost jumped in front of a train.
Yeah.
That,
it's like he knows when you should... He knows when you've had enough. He gives you signs of when you had enough. And it's crazy, because when I was in school, and I know you thought that I was kind of messing around a little bit, but when I was in high school, I used to do a lot of coke. Seriously, I used to do a lot of coke. But it came so easy to me, because one of my buddies at the time, you know, he would do it because his cousin sold it. Then he started doing it. He said, hey, here you go, bro. Like, I got you. Like, I got you. You know, I was like, yeah, bro, fuck it. Let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so one time I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to anymore. And he's like, come on, stop being a bitch. I said, fuck it. Give me it. You know what I mean? Whatever. Well, his nose started bleeding. And I was like, oh, well, I'm done, bro. Like, that's it. That's the sign I needed to be like, I'm out of here. We're like, that's it. You know, I'm not no Tony Montana, man. Like, get the hell out of here. And it's just crazy how God's like, okay, you don't want to stop? Look at this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
My bad.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm not a big religious person. I believe, but I'm not a religious person per se, right? My wife is always like, maybe we should start going to church. Maybe we start going to church. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. We never go to church. But that doesn't mean that, you know, she stops praying. We don't, you know, we have a picture of Jesus and we have like a little thingy, you know, where she prays and this and that and the other. And I just walk by like, I'm like, I know you got me, bro. And I just keep on walking by. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I've never been a super religious person. I've always thought that they're so hypocritical, you know, but maybe I figured, you know, maybe it's just a Catholic church that's like that. Cause I grew up Catholic.
Right.
Maybe it's just Catholic people that are so just like hypocritical. Like they'll talk shit, but then you're going to church, right? You're in the same shit you wore last night when you were partying, bro. And then I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to go to church. When we were in Houston, we lived in Houston for a little bit. We had some like troubling times and a couple Mormons came, right? And they said some stuff here, there, and the other. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. We became Mormon for a little bit. Yeah, because I think we were just searching for something, right? And it's funny because I know you don't like me saying this, but Joe Rogan.
What?
So he called it the nicest cult ever, right? Which in actuality, they're really nice people. Right. And they're very helpful. You need this, you need that. Like they don't ask for anything in return. But after a while, me and my wife were like, this isn't really for us. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know, like, eh. So we just slowly started getting away. We did the other thing. And we're just not very religious people. Just till now, Leslie's like, maybe we should start going to church again. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. How about you run that by the girls and see how that goes? And the girls are like, yeah, all right. And we're like, no, nah. Like, she's like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, if they don't want to go, we'll go. And then slowly we'll start bringing them along, you know right. what I mean? So they can start feeling it. We've never really raised them to be huge churchgoers, but they're believers, you know? So I was like, okay, as long as you guys believe, that's all that right. matters, honestly. Yeah. You know, just know that there's somebody out there that's helping you out in you know, in this thing called life that's just so like crazy, man. You know what I mean? Because we could only take them so far and then they're on their own. You know what I mean? And it's like, how am I going to help them, right? Their whole life? I'm deteriorating, bro. Like, I'm like dying away here, you know? And they're still in their youth. So how am I going to help them when if I'm super old? Well, they need to know that there's somebody that's going to be there helping them along the way, you know? So I feel like we've done that a little bit for them to where they enough of believers to where they're like, oh, okay. We're good. We're good. You know what I mean? But it's crazy for me. I've always been like, you know what? Fuck this, dude. This whole year, I'm like, I'm not asking you for nothing, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for a goddamn thing. So now it's just more of a gratitude and I'm thankful.
Yeah.
For the guidance, essentially, you know. And like I said, I don't pray. Leslie prays, and I just kind of walk by the little thingy we got there. I'm like, thanks, man. And I just keep walking.
Yeah, no, when I hear the family praying together and like doing the rosary, I'm like, I don't get involved in that. I don't really, because I read in the Bible that it says you're supposed to talk to him by yourself.
Yeah,
right? It's between you and him. So when they do their rosaries and stuff like that, I'm like, same thing. Okay. All right, knock yourselves out. I don't get involved in the group. They'll even FaceTime with everybody, and they're all doing it together. Yeah. I'll pass.
Yeah.
It's funny because my mother-in-law's like, she'll say something about praying,
And I sweat. Oh, the day of the event at the school. Yeah. You know, she was out. She went off to the side. She went to go pray for a little bit with her sisters on the phone and whatever. I swear to. Now's not the time to pray. We gotta make money. We're making money here.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, and then my brother had made some comments one day too. She doesn't like them, but hey, it's what it is.
Yeah,
I do believe. Like I said, I do like to go to church because of the priest here.
Yeah,
he tells you stuff that makes you understand it. He'll talk to you. He'll talk, and it's like, holy shit! It's like, was this guy just at dinner yesterday? Like, was he just at the house? Because that's just what we were. One day he was talking about daisies, and I've said that multiple times. Daisies and weeds. Don't be the weed in the garden of daisies.
Okay.
You know, even my daughter was like, shit, am I the weed at the house, guys? Like, if he can make a 14-year-old, 15-year-old understand his message, then that's the guy to go to. He married us, too.
Okay.
He married us, too, when they were at the church. And nice. Some lady overheard me saying, oh, yeah, I emailed him. And then she's like, yeah, he's a bad priest and blah, 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 blah. And like, no, I emailed him to be on my podcast because he actually married us. We actually went from a different church to come to this church.
Okay.
Because of him.
Yeah. And it's rare to find somebody.
I haven't seen that lady ever since.
It's hard to find somebody like that, you know? I feel like I've never had a male figure to. I have a dad. He's been in my life. But like I said, the whole time he was essentially just working, even till today, man. Like, I'm like, hey, pops, I'm just working. I'm just trying to do some side jobs because I'm a mechanic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some side jobs. And I was like, bro, you need to slow the fuck down, man. You're old as shit. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. That's all he knows. And so I feel like all the stuff that I know about mechanic work, I've learned it on my own. He's always been like, hey, just give me that wrench or just give me this.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when you're little, you're like, oh, you just kind of want to be there. Right. And my dad was a huge alcoholic. So I feel like I learned how to drink from him as far as how to drink. Not because I'm just going to be a lush, you know. And so I've never had that quote unquote male figure. I've always looked at, you know, other personalities or other people. I'm like, dude, I kind of want to be like that, or I kind of,
yeah.
So you pick and choose certain things from other people, but I've never had somebody like an uncle or my grandpa or, you know, even my dad, you know, like right there. Never had. I feel like, and I put this in my journal where it feels like I'm going through this whole manhood thing on my own.
Right.
Like, I've never had anybody to really say, hey man, you're fucking things up. Like, try it this way instead.
Yeah.
And when we were little, like I said, my dad was an alcoholic. He's always been an alcoholic. Till this day, he still goes to AA because he'll fuck up if he doesn't go. Like, it's that bad, you know? It came to the point where when we lived over there, my little sister was going to go off to college. And he was supposed to take them, right? He got drunk off his ass. Pulled out his 9mm. Like, oh, you know, you got fireworks, pop, 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 like he's a fucking cowboy. I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out. We have to wrestle the gun away from him. I almost decked my dad. You know what I mean? Because my mom's trying to wrestle the gun away from him. I was like, bro, if you shoot my mom, I'm going to fuck you up.
Oh,
you
know shit. What I mean?
So it was bad, bro. And so he goes to AA. Every time my dad wasn't there, when he was an alcoholic, like when he was drinking constantly, he wasn't there because he's out drinking, you know, with his buddies or whatever. When he got into AA, he was never there because he's constantly going to AA. So he'd got out of work, go home, shower, eat real quick, leave to AA, go to his meetings. I'm like, hey, pops, you know, you want to just chill? Like, you don't have to go. He's like, no, I got to go. You don't have to go, man. Like, I got to go. I was like, fuck, dude. So then I started getting to the point where I'm like, hey, man, can I just go to the meetings with you? Seriously, because that was the only time that I was able to spend with my dad.
Yeah.
That was the only time that I saw my dad kind of like in his groove, you can say, as far as him also being a mentor to people that were drunks or they were like druggies and stuff like that. And I remember seeing a lot of these friends that he had, and dude, one of them relapsed, he died. Some other dude kind of relapsed also and just kind of had a nasty car accident. One of our friends from high school, her mom was a drunk. She had a like a business thingy, right, next door to the AA office. And, dude, she got killed. And I was like, what in the this is like too close. And my dad's like, yeah, good thing it didn't happen at night because we're all there. I was like, that's what the fuck you're talking about, bro? Wow. That's what I was like, dude, like, come on. But that was the only time where I would see my dad kind of, hey, man, you know, you need to chill out, this, that, and then I kind of take the leadership role. And I was like, dude, I don't have that shit.
Yeah.
You don't give me that kind of fucking advice. You don't, you know, maybe if I had that kind of advice growing up, you know, like I wouldn't have been in all the situations that I was in as far as like, where am I going to go? Like, what am I going to do? Not feeling like, you know, the man that I'm supposed to be for right. my family. Like, so now it seems like, my daughter, she does kind of like, she's into like tarot cards and stuff for a little bit. And she's like, dad, I'll read your cards. I'm like, all right. Yeah, whatever, dude. Just read them, you know? So she would like pull them out and she's like, ooh, this. She's like, this says that you need to go to see therapy. And I was like, ah, this is bullshit. Like, I'm not going to do that. And then I was like, all right, man, what do my cards say now? Like, you know, yeah, you got to go to therapy, guy. Right? And so then I started getting crazy. I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm going to go to therapy.
You know what's funny, George? Is that I recently heard, just a couple of days ago, that, holy shit, someone has heard my podcast from beginning to end and said, fuck, Andres needs therapy for the rest of his life.
Dude.
I think it's a fucking joke.
No, man. But it's crazy to me because, like, I was like, all right, dude, I'll go to therapy. I went to therapy like three times, and I was like, hey, this is bullshit. I'm not you're like, you're not giving me anything that I can work off of. Yeah. You know, I'd rather just go to AA meeting and just see what all these other guys are fucking right. hooked on and be like, I don't want to be like that guy. You know what I mean? I think I'd feel more comfortable going to an AA meeting than therapy.
Rest in peace, my buddy Frank, but he's the reason why I don't drink.
There you go.
But George, thank you for coming to the podcast again.
Thanks for having me, man.
Honest, like, look, man, the beginning started like, wait, what sentimental speech are you going to give us? Dude, you didn't even think about it, but you got it.
Yeah.
So I guess we had a whole other plan. I threw my phone on the sofa. We don't need my phone anymore. This guy's opening up. I like it.
Yeah.
But George, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And thank you for trying the Magic Mind. And like I end every podcast, thank you for riding with me.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.